Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Change Your Mind podcast, where we explore personal development, spirituality, and science. I'm your host, Chris Ashley, and I am really excited for today's episode. I have a special guest with me who's been dealing with Parkinson's, and we're going to talk about it. And he's also like a badass mountaineer and a bunch of other stuff. I'm excited to get into it. First, couple quick announcements. Head over to the links in the show notes. You're going to find ways to connect with my amazing guests. You'll find ways to connect with me. You'll find a link to my book, Change Your Mind to Change Your Reality. It was endorsed by three people from the film The Secret. It was endorsed by John Gray, who wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. So come check it out. You'll also find ways to sponsor the podcast, free downloads, lots of goodies. And as always, this podcast is part of the Los Angeles Tribune Podcast Network. We are doing massive things in the personal development space, so come be a part of our journey. What if the one thing keeping you stuck is the way you think? Welcome to Change Your Mind with Chris Ashley, the podcast where science meets spirituality and mindset becomes your most powerful tool for transformation. I'm Chris Ashley, author of Change Your Mind to Change Your Reality, trainer, speaker, and lifelong seeker. For years, I battled trauma, depression, anger, chronic illness, low self-worth, and the weight of old stories. Until I discovered how to rewire my mind, reconnect with my divine nature, and consciously create a new reality from the inside out. This show is here to help you do the same. Each week, we explore the intersection of personal development, spirituality, and science, diving into topics like healing, emotional mastery, entrepreneurship, resilience, and the quantum nature of reality. You'll hear powerful stories, gain practical tools, and real conversations that will help you change your perspective, get unshakable confidence, and live the vision your soul has always known is possible. Whether you're navigating a major life shift, building your dream business, or seeking deep healing and alignment, you're in the right place. So if you're ready to break through, take back your power, and create a life on your terms, this is your moment. Let's break free from the patterns that hold us back, awaken to who we truly are, and rise. Your transformation starts now. So with me today, I have Travis Robinson. So at first glance, Travis's life might seem defined by obstacles. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's at age 35. He's faced relentless challenges, some expected like mobility struggles, and others completely unforeseen, like losing his home and all of his photography gear in the Eaton fire. That's fucking terrible. He asked me if he could drop the F-bomb before, so I'm going to drop a few too. It's going to be that kind of episode. But rather than letting these hardships define him, Travis has built a life that proves limitations are meant to be challenged. He's an adventurer, a mountaineer, a photographer, and a storyteller who refuses to let Parkinson's dictate the quality of his life. Whether navigating rugged landscapes, rebuilding his passions from the ground up, or finding joy in everyday moments, Travis embodies resilience. Through his journey, he's learned how to live fully, adapt with humor, and embrace the unpredictability of life. Lessons that inspire others to face their battles. So welcome, Travis. I'm so happy you're here.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So I told you before we started, I don't script the show except for the first question every guest gets. And that is, what is your origin story? So I guess in regards to you, like, walk me through the diagnosis, like the first symptoms, like that leading up to everything.
Okay. You asked for my origin story, and I thought for a moment that private between my parents.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something like, I don't know, a lot of people think of like the Avengers or like Wolverine origin story or something, right? Like comic book characters. You don't have to go that far back.
But I was born in the hospital and grew up in the house. Then Fast forward, I started taking photos of my climbing adventures, and I
Do you need a minute? We can pause for a moment.
No, sorry.
No, no. Don't have to apologize.
Parkinson. It's a real bitch.
Yeah.
Where was I? I started taking photos and climbing in my early 20s, and then at age 35, I started having troubles. I was kicking rocks and dragging my right leg, and it became apparent to me that there was something wrong. So, after a series of doctors and whatnot, they gave me the diagnosis of PD.
How fast did the diagnosis come? Because I know some people, you know, I'm thinking of a really good friend of mine who has had some really scary neurological things happen, and it's, she just keeps getting blown off by doctors. Did you have that experience, or was it like a pretty quick diagnosis?
I felt it was pretty quick, because I am very staunch self-advocate, and I don't take doctors blowing me off.
Yeah, unfortunately, you have to be your own best advocate when you're dealing with the medical system. So that was at age 35. How quickly did the symptoms progress? Like, how old are you right now also?
I am 46.
Okay, so it's been 9 years.
And the first 2 years pretty rough, and it has mostly gone downhill from there.
Are the symptoms still progressing, or is there any kind of plateau that ever gets reached?
Every harkey is different, but for me, I have not really plateaued.
So I don't know a whole lot about Parkinson's. Do they know a cause? Are there like any therapies that help that you've tried? No, they don't know a cause.
There is no known cause and no known cure, but there is a whole lot that can be done to treat it, and I personally have the most aggressive Parkinson's of anyone I know, and so I treat it more aggressively than anyone I know.
What kind of treatments have seemed to help?
So, I have a neurostimulator implant, and that works like a pacemaker for the brain.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
That exists. Wow.
Yes.
Okay, so
in diverse perspective, that treatment is generally reserved for people end stage Parkinson's. I had after 2 years.
Shit. Okay, so you get diagnosed at 35. The first 2 years are super rough. You're told you have the most aggressive kind. You have this implant put in your brain. Like, what do you do from there? Like, how do you pick up the pieces?
So, it's more of a I guess it could be seen that a shit in one hand and look for sympathy in the other and see which hand holds up first.
I love your attitude and how funny you are. Like, I mean, humor's got to carry you so far, because like you said, it's like, it's so easy to, you have every reason to feel like a victim. But you're coming on these shows and you're hilarious, and I'm reading your bio and you're still mountaineering. So, like, where does that resilience come from?
I I don't know specifically. It is the logical thing to me. And when you encounter a situation that sucks, as there is many in life, you have choices, and I choose to reject victimhood.
I love that so much. And there's so many people out there choosing victimhood that, I mean, everyone has stories and trauma, but who have it pretty damn good. Because when you're a victim, you get pity and you get to be the martyr and you get to kind of play small and you get to blame diseases and you get to blame outside events and you get to blame other people, but you don't take accountability for your own life and you don't work on that inner healing, right? So I guess, like, from a spiritual perspective, like, is there anything you feel like you've learned or gained from going through such a difficult experience?
Well, I've often wondered what kind of karma I have to work off that has resulted in this life. But I tell you, Chris, it's not something I spend a whole lot of time on.
That's fair. So what do you spend time on? What is a day in Travis's life look like?
I am a photographer and I have published 2 books on photography, and I am in 2 gallery shows right now.
That's so awesome. That's so awesome. Hell yeah. What do you take pictures of? I know you said you're mountaineering adventures, but is it like landscapes? Like, what's your specialty?
Landscapes and high value theatrical set pieces. Like, I did a photo project called 22, where I took portraits of 22 women in the inspiration of the major arcana from the tarot.
That's really cool. So how do you deal with how has Parkinson's like interrupted all of these things? Like, how do you overcome daily challenges? Like, when you're doing your photography, or if you're still like, I think you're still climbing, right? It's so cool. If you're listening, just I just want to say you're a badass. That's awesome. Just Travis is still out there climbing. So how has Parkinson's disrupted this, and how have you overcome challenges that Parkinson's gives you in pursuing your hobbies?
So for climbing, it is dangerous to climb at all, and climbing with ED is an extra challenge, but I mitigate risk by always climbing with partners. And photography with a assistant or two makes the photo shoot much easier.
I think that's such a great lesson in like reaching out for help when you need it, right? Was that hard for you to do at first? Like, was that hard for you to learn? Like, leaning on others like that?
Very.
So when you pretty much like need help from someone like leaving your house ever, or can you leave alone?
I leave alone and still drive. At least sometimes.
Okay, so you have some independence.
Yeah.
So I'm sure people are listening to this and their minds are blown like mine is. Like, what kind of advice do you have for other people navigating like other illnesses or difficult life situations? Yeah, what kind of advice?
Sit down and decipher how you want to do what you want to do, because I can't do anything as long as I take the time to figure out the how.
I love that. I don't know if you listen to like any kind of spiritual teachers. I love Dr. Joe Dispenza. Are you familiar with him?
No.
You should give him a listen. So easiest way to say it is he's a meditation teacher, but he has like massive retreats. He has a bunch of books out, tons of meditations on YouTube, all over the internet, but he brings science into it, and he's really into quantum physics, and he helps people overcome a lot of illnesses, actually. But he works with like Stanford and Harvard, and he'll run these amazing tests where he tests people's biomarkers before his retreats and then after, and like measures stuff, and it's scientifically backed. But I think everything you're saying is just making me think of that, because it's like you have to have that vision, right? You have your vision, you know what you want, and then you take steps towards it, right? You just have your plan and you figure it out, and it falls into place for you.
Yes, it does me no good to focus on what I can't do. I'd rather what I can do.
I think that's like a mic drop moment. And I think every person listening can benefit from that, because when you focus on what you can't do, you put limitations on yourself, right?
Exactly. And that brings me to my show title. I'm not dead yet.
I love that. Yeah, that's your podcast, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm not dead yet. That's a great show. Everyone should go check it out. So is there anything that you've done that has like blown people's, I mean, I guess just the photography and the mountaineering is mind blowing, but is there anything you've set your mind to that people were like, no, that's too big, that's too much, and you did it anyway and kind of proved them wrong?
The photo show that I just described, where we had 22 portraits, I shot that over 2 days, and most photographers would not embark on such an ambitious shot list.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. So as we're kind of wrapping up, is there anything, any message you want to get out to people that we haven't touched on yet? Like anything you really want to say to listeners?
If you're listening to this, you are not dead. So quit acting like it.
Amazing. Amazing, amazing. You're a treasure. Thank you so, so much. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for doing what you're doing. I'm sure getting a diagnosis like Parkinson's is just,
sucks.
Yeah.
But there is more to life than just cruising through the easy times. And it is that strength that we get not from easy living, but difficult living, that we can build on. That is how to be resilient, is you know you've gone through some shit, right? And that experience has given you strength to face the next challenge. And no matter where we are, we can look back at a challenge time and grab strength from it.
Yeah, so beautifully said. You know, I agree. I think we're here as humans to have experiences and learn lessons so that we can keep growing. And it's not the time you're coasting, like you said. It's the times of really challenging that people grow from. You know, I don't know what your spiritual beliefs are, but there's this past life regression hypnotist named Dolores Cannon, who I love, and she regressed a lot of people to places between lives. And one of the things a lot of her clients said was that souls lined up to be born into handicap or sick bodies because it was like it was like a fast track through that grade of school. Like their learning and their soul evolution came so much faster.
Right. That's what I hope is my case. Otherwise, it's a damn pain in the ass.
I believe that that's what it is. You're awesome. Thank you so much. If you want to take a moment and let people know where they can find your podcast, your books, or anything else you want to share.
Yeah. I'm Not Dead Yet podcast is on IndiePodcast.net. IndyPodcast.net. And my photos are on TravisRobinson.photo.
Awesome. I'll put those links in the show notes as well. Thank you so much, Travis. If you are listening, send this to people. Like, comment, share, subscribe. I think we can all learn a lot from Travis, and let's help raise the consciousness of humanity. Thank you all so much. Have a beautiful rest of your day.